Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Tonight is Monday Night Raw, and it is emanating from Anaheim, California. A lot of stuff happening, including Diddy showing up as the guest star this evening. There's also the storyline where Daniel Bryan of SmackDown has been invited to Raw by Mick Foley. And apparently they're going to talk about some way to avoid having all of these problems between Raw and SmackDown. It's coming up on the show tonight. Also, because it is in Anaheim today, fans in attendance may get word of something big coming up in Anaheim later on this year. So if you're going, be prepared for that. We'll talk about Raw here tonight. We've got some new matches for the SummerSlam card, which is coming up here in a few weeks, including a brand new championship match for the show. We'll talk about the entire card for the WWE SummerSlam show. We've got some WWE releases to talk about as well, and a lot of other news. We'll be taking your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. The studio line is 425-488-0525. You can call us toll-free at 844-411-5411. And text messages can be sent to 425-780-7566. Mike Sempervivi will be joining us after the break, and we'll talk about all of this news. And let us know if you've got any thoughts on any of the programming over the past week, including if you had a chance to see the Ishii versus Okada match, which took place in the G1 tournament. A fabulous match. Talked about last night on the Brian and Vinny show as well. So a lot of stuff, everybody. We'll be back in just a moment to kick it off. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
To get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to talk about here today, and since I've been getting a lot of emails about it, while it has not been made official by WWE, we have heard from multiple sources, including some in the company, that Joey Styles has been released. So if we get more information on that over the course of the next hour, we will talk about it here on the show. I know that a lot of people are talking about an interview that he did a couple of days ago. There was some sort of shoot interview, I believe, with Kathy Kelly, where they ended up asking Joey Styles why Roman Reigns is still getting shoved down our throats. And some people are in an uproar about the way that Joey answered the question, but to be honest with you, having heard the way he answered the question, he didn't say anything wrong. He essentially said that Vince thinks he's the guy, and Vince has a track record for choosing the guy correctly in many cases. And he was asked about the fact that women love Roman. I think Kathy Kelly said something like, all of my female friends love Roman. And he said, yeah, there a lot of moms love Roman, and a lot of kids love Roman, and the moms take the kids to the shows, and so it makes sense to push a guy like Roman. I'm not quite sure why this was so controversial.
Too behind the curtain?
I don't know. I do know that, let's be honest, there have been a lot of weird things that have shown up on WWE.com. There have been a lot of things that have flown under the radar at WWE.com. And the company is in a situation now where they're getting rid of guys like Ryback, who complained and moaned. They announced officially today that they had released him after he did a video that he shot in his car, which actually I think was illegal. But anyway, they announced today that he was officially gone. Yeah, they got rid of him. And Joey Styles.
Did they get rid of Cameron?
I don't even know what's up with Cameron.
Well, that wasn't the deal with Cameron. Didn't she come out and say in support of Adam Rose? Somebody else they released, and that was like, okay, well, now you're gone too?
But I don't think that she was gone.
Oh.
I think Cameron's still employed. I could be wrong. Okay. But anyway, the point of this is he did say a couple of things in his interview that were not exactly. Essentially, he said he hated three-man booths. And of course, they've got three-man booths on two shows. And he also said that he thinks the name the WWE Universal title is lame, which it is, but I don't think you're publicly supposed to say that.
I think that would be the thing that would put him more over the top with putting him in the doghouse than anything.
Well, we'll find out. But anyway, that's the story that I know thus far, and if we get more on it, we'll talk about it here on the show.
It could always just be timing, too. What people forget sometimes is they, especially with wrestling fans, or really, and I shouldn't just single out wrestling fans, it's anybody who gets so deep into a bubble and gets so passionate and cares so much and gets so into what they like that they break it down to the minutiae. Sometimes in business, I'm not saying that you look for an excuse, but some guys look for an excuse to get out. Some businesses look for an excuse to get rid of people. That's why we have, like, right-to-work states where, again, unless it's for, you can basically get rid of somebody at any time for any reason, but sometimes you both just feel that. And that may be all this is. It could be something more dramatic to it. It doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, but I think sometimes when it comes to these types of situations, we start peeling things back and looking for too much of why somebody's gone or why they were gotten rid of when it's just as simple as just it ain't happening no more.
Cameron is gone. by the way.
Yeah, because I think she was the one that came out, and I don't know
she
if
she was.
Adam
and then
Rose
they had
or...
Black Friday, and they got rid of a bunch of people, and she
well,
was
that's
one of
yeah,
them.
she was the end of that Friday, which again after her post that people well.
Here's WWE's camera. Here's WWE's Ryback statement. Effective today, WWE has parted ways with Ryback. Unfortunately, they did not refer to him as the Ryback or Ryan Reeves. Apparently, he's Ryback. He is no longer under contract. WWE wishes Ryback the best in all of his future endeavors. So
they had to go tit for tat because he wished them well in their future endeavors. So they felt the need to actually, or is this just something because they guess they had to publicly post it?
Well, he tried the old, you can't fire me, I quit. And so they have to alert the world that, no, in fact, we fired him.
I thought all of this was figured out and hashed out a while ago with him being released. He just had a no-compete, but I guess it doesn't matter. And now he's going to make all this money with these supplements he's got.
Oh,
big guy
yeah.
supplements.
Yes, big guy.
Works so well for the Four Horsemen vitamins.
Well, you know, Ryback has got a physique. Dude, I'm not even going to get into this. Now, we got some other stuff. You know what? Another thing with Joey Styles, and I'm not even really blaming Joey Styles here. I'm just saying that if you look at the WWE earnings report that just came out, for all of their talk about their social media numbers and how great their social media presence is, it's not like the web business was anything special. In fact, it was pretty bad. So, again, not blaming him, but when you do an earnings report and you have to somehow explain why we're making barely any money in the web department, but man, we got millions, billions of social media followers, sometimes someone has to answer for that, even if it's not their fault.
It's true.
Let's talk about the SummerSlam card. Callers on the line will go to you in a while here. So we have got a new match for the Tag Team Championship. It is the New Day versus the Club. New Day will be Xavier and Kofi. Big E is not in the match. It will be facing Karl Anderson and Luke Gallows for the WWE Tag Team titles. That is the new championship match. Miz facing Apollo Crews for the Intercontinental title. Sasha Banks versus Charlotte for the women's title. Dean Ambrose versus Dolph Ziggler, John Cena versus AJ Styles, Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins for the Universal Championship.
It's a hell of a card.
The WWE Joey Styles Invitational Universal Championship. And Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton. Yeah, it should be a hell of a show.
Sponsored by the Cologne family.
Will any match be better than Ishii's match? No, but that's not denigrating the card in any way.
It's not. It just, you know what? You never know. You never know. Seth Rollins and Finn Balor, I know it's not WrestleMania or whatever it would be, but you never know. So who would have thought that John Cena would have been in so many, you know, 4-plus star rated matches over the last couple of years? And, yeah, you could put it, you know, on his opponent, you know, whether it be Seth Rollins or Brock Lesnar, no matter who it was. But, you know, the crazier things have happened than a Finn and a Rollins or an AJ and a Cena big matching and stealing the show.
Let's head to the studio line. You're on the air.
Hi, this is John from Philly.
Yes, John.
Hey, I just wanted to say yesterday when you talked about being a wrestler and being sort of embarrassed as a fellow wrestler, the fact that all these wrestlers are tweeting Conor McGregor and how embarrassed you were. I just want to say, as a wrestling fan, I agree with that sentiment because I have so many of my friends growing up were, you know, they're lapsed fans that are into UFC. And this just gives more ammunition on just the ridiculousness of these pro wrestlers coming out and trying to challenge a UFC fighter. It's just so lame.
Well, I want you to keep in mind that there were a fair number of them who know what's going on and are playing the game. I mean, Chris Jericho tweeting that, what I do is real, Connor. What you do is fake. I mean, obviously, we can all see what that is. Yeah. But I do know that there were some individuals that really should not have tweeted.
And that gets into my question is, I was just, because it was on my timeline, I saw people like AJ Styles commenting on it and just a lot. It seemed kind of fishy to me. because I know WWE, they're very, when they want their talent to tweet about something, like I think of the Daniel Bryan retirement thing, they made them all basically tweet something out. Do you think, I'm not saying that this is an angle where, like, he's coming for WrestleMania, but do you think it could be that?
Well, it's not right now, but, I mean, that's what he wants. I mean, that's his intention. But the best
WWE might, like, send out, like, a mandate, like, hey, defend our company?
Listen,
or maybe, like,
All I can tell you is this. I usually hear when a mandate is sent out to either tweet about something or the mandate is sometimes sent out to not tweet about something. But I didn't hear anything about this one. I did not hear one way or the other that the WWE wrestlers were told to tweet or not tweet. So I think they largely just went into business for themselves. But I will try to find out and update. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
We're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. They added a whole bunch of stuff to the WWE Network of late, including 2007 Raws, and Aaron here, Stevie actually, just tweeted, the June 25, 2007 Raw is on the network. This was the Chris Benoit tribute show before they found out that he killed his family and then himself. However, now, relive the best battles for championship gold from throughout the past year, featuring John Cena, The Undertaker, Batista, and many more. That is the new June 25, 2007 Raw on the network.
Yeah, you know, I don't remember that week if I turned on NBC Universal or one of the, I guess, Telemundo. I'm not sure who else would have had the replay later on the week. Had no idea what they actually replaced that show with. No clue. But, yeah, there's one that's going to be lost forever, and that's okay.
This person says Daniel Bryan called the Universal title lame on Talking Smack. Maybe Stephanie will bury him on Raw for that. Dude, she'll take any opportunity. But I was reading on my board about... I'm not going to bother.
No. You brought it up. This is going to be very cathartic for you. Get it out.
No. Did you know that she wants nothing to do with any of these storylines? She just wants to travel the world and be a brand ambassador, but she's forced against her will into these storylines. And she has no say in anything that she is scripted to say, and she just sits back, a victim of this system. I did not know that until I went on my board the other day.
Really? Now?
It's crazy.
Yeah, there is a part of me that is, from a business point of view and a monetary point of view and an influence point of view, that is slightly surprised with some of the opportunities that she has and some of the opportunities she could have going forward to take on just a 100% pure business tact in her life. Then again, she is a McMahon. And it is impossible for her to do that while a camera is around. I don't know if this will be passed on to their kids as well, but there has never been a camera that a McMahon has not liked in a long, long time. But I believe she may be either fibbing about this or the board has got the wrong idea of where she stands in that company and where it relates to TV.
This person here says, regarding Connor versus WWE talent, I would like to nominate Sin Cara to represent WWE. Maybe they can meet in catering.
Fisticuffs.
So Sin Cara had an altercation with Simon Gotch at the draft show, I believe. I think it was a draft show.
Around then.
Now, the story I heard was that Gotch made a comment, and it made Sin Cara very upset. And so Sin Cara took a can of Coke, unopened, and threw it and waffled the guy right in the head. So it was not like they actually broke down into fisticuffs. He struck him with a projectile.
Well, obviously, he wasn't frozen because he still, Gotch has been performing again because that would hurt you. But, didn't he also, though, beat the tar out of Sheamus with fists?
Well,
that got him his reputation of being able to put one on you?
He's a brawler, this Sin Cara.
That's why I'm surprised that he's on SmackDown and Kalisto's on Raw, or vice versa, where it's like, you know, shouldn't Sin Cara be on SmackDown? And shouldn't Kalisto be on Raw, you know, messing about with the cruiserweights?
No,
while we could get the possibility of Sin Cara and Baron Corbin getting in a shoot?
I explain this. Here's my theory.
It's for marketing, I know.
No, here's my theory.
Why?
If Rey Mysterio was still in WWE, I guarantee you they would not put him in the cruiserweight division.
Yes,
they'd put him
right
on the other show.
You're right. We just differ dramatically on where we come down on Kalisto. We're just absolutely there to me. You put a mask on Andrade and let's go that direction. Because
blame me. I'm not saying that Sin Cara or that Kalisto should be a Rey Mysterio in the company. I'm saying that's where I think that they would like to go with the guy. So that's why they're keeping him out of the cruiserweight division.
Well, and it's all marketing. You see the new action,
and he is better than Sin Cara.
Well, and the new action figures and things like that have come out. Well, Sin Cara, I think, needs a whole new gimmick change anyway, like the flyer and all that stuff. It should just be, basically, you need to remake the character with a mask on. With Kalisto, I know all the marketing is behind him because of the things I've seen that have been put out where he may not be featured, but he's one of the, you know, the second tier of characters that they show. And it makes sense because of the mask and that stuff. It's just, to me, they were so dead set on taking Sombra's mask off of him and fine, whatever. But if you put it back on him and Manny Andrade disappeared, would anybody really care? I don't think they really would. So, you know, you need a new Mexican star. You know, you need a new Latino star. You know, you need somebody whose merchandise you can sell, including masks, at an incredibly big markup. Why they're not going ahead with that and kind of staying in the same rut with Sin Cara and with Kalisto, that one is, it is head shaking.
This person here says, regarding Stephanie, Teddy Long once said that Stephanie is very involved in these scripted promos and is a stickler for every word being read to the letter.
God, I wonder who she got that from.
Huh. This person says that Raw, that 2007 Raw is the one that was thrown together by someone in back. I'd feel better if they just had a big empty spot for that day on the network.
No. Well,
it's not like there aren't missing episodes on the network of other shows.
Or chunks taken out of it. Yeah, that's true.
Like my favorite NWA World Championship Wrestling. If you want to give us a call, the phone lines are open. Studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. And text messages 425-780-7566. This from the Wall Street Journal. Gawker Media Group is engaged in preliminary talks with the former professional wrestler known as Hulk Hogan to reach a settlement over a $140 million invasion of privacy judgment that forced the digital media company into bankruptcy, according to two people familiar with the matter. Talks come a week ahead of a court-administered auction that will see Gawker's founder, Nick Denton, lose control of the company he started 14 years ago. People familiar with the matter said similar discussions had taken place throughout the legal process, sometimes on orders from a judge and sometimes not, but had led nowhere, and it was unclear if the new talks would lead to a settlement. In the statement, Gawker said, "We've been hearing these rumblings many times over the years when the judge ordered settlement discussions, and you know where we are now despite that." I wonder what Hogan would accept for a settlement to just move on and make his money.
I think he's made his money. And
what are you talking about? He's got no money right now from this thing.
Well, you know, I'm sure he's got to be surviving somehow. I'm sure it's not.
Yeah, but he doesn't have $140 million.
You're right. You know, Peter Thiel does. He's got a lot of money.
So I think he's just paying Hulk Hogan to be Hulk Hogan?
I know Bix wrote about this in the Figure Four and everything, and I'm sure he's getting funding. Look, he wouldn't be the only one to get funding to live a lifestyle, and I don't know what kind of lifestyle he's living, nor do I really care. But he's not out there ham and egg and working a 9-to-5 job, so he's getting his money from somewhere.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air.
Hey guys, this is Curtis in Orlando. How are you doing today?
What's happening?
I wanted to comment, Brian, on your favorite storyline, that of the saga of our friend Roman Reigns. I think that it's actually pretty smart putting him in this program at Rusev. I think he's going to be able to get over as a face. However, I think it's just because he's going up against Rusev, who's one of the few guys in the company who's a heel and actually gets jeered as a heel because he's so awesome at it. I kind of think the situation is similar to when they put Reigns up against Sheamus, who's also kind of a classic heel, more so because we genuinely hate him, not because he's good at being a heel. But if you remember, Reigns got over as a face against Sheamus. But as soon as the program was over, folks went back to crapping on him. And I kind of see the same thing happening with his program with Rusev. I think that...
Actually, let me correct you. He had a match with Sheamus, and they cheered him because they hated Sheamus. And then they tried it a second time, and it didn't work the second time. It worked once.
Exactly. And I think the same thing is going to happen with Rusev. I think he'll get cheered, you know, as the U.S. conquering hero. But then as soon as it's time for him to go up against the next guy, it's going to go back to the jeers. And unfortunately, I think Vince is going to see the type of reaction against Rusev initially and be like, oh, yeah, see, we could do it. We just have to try to think of the next, scheme to try to get him.
Okay, hold on a second. You may be right. However, there's a huge difference here. And that is Roman Reigns in feuding with Rusev is not being positioned as the guy. He's just an upper mid-carder, basically. I shouldn't say that. He's still a main eventer, but he's not. He's
no,
not,
it's okay to be an upper mid-carder. Yeah.
He's not the guy. They're not. If he beats Rusev, he's not the WWE champion. He's not the Universal champion. He's the U.S. champion. And I theorize that maybe if he is a top guy, but he's not in the title picture and being pushed as the guy, he will not be hated nearly as much.
I mean, we'll see. I kind of see the U.S. title is going to be a stepping stone for Roman. They're gonna have him, you know, defend the title a couple times. And then I think by, you know, Survivor Series or heading into Mania season, we'll once again see him push the fighting for the world title.
I think you're right. I want to thank you very much for the call. We got to head to a break. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. You don't gotta go to work.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This right here is from the Irish Examiner. Documents released to RTE News show strong opposition to formally recognize, regulate, and fund mixed martial arts. RTE have obtained the letter the organization wrote to the International Olympic Committee in response, in which they said MMA was not a sport and compared it to dog fighting. The letter also said the organization agreed with a description of MMA as, quote, pornographic, sadistic, and voyeuristic to its core.
Huh.
It suggested the fans of the sport want to see people not just beaten, but physically damaged.
I want to cool. hear you say submit.
2016, baby. 2016.
You know, it's funny. I'm watching a lot of judo because I like the Olympic judo, and I've seen busted arms and repeated ishii, like headbutts and all that sort of stuff. And I don't know. Isn't anything that you do out there in the public, if you will, voyeuristic? Aren't we being voyeuristic right now, wanting people to be voyeurs, to listen in, to get a little peek into
what are you
our
talking
lives
about? I'm doing
wrestling?
A scripted radio show.
This is all scripting?
Do not go. Do not depart from the script, Mike.
I know.
Read
Stephanie's
it word
gonna yell at me.
For word, like I sent this morning before we went on the air.
Yes, sir.
By the way, TNA officially announced Bound for Glory, October 2nd.
Proof would just lie right there. You like you wrote that into the script.
I am going off script because this came out after the show went on the air. TNA Wrestling announced today its biggest event of the year, Bound for Glory, will take place live Sunday, October 2nd, exclusively on pay-per-view. I think this has been in the Observer, that date, for 2 weeks now, but they're just figuring out their own date. This past week on Impact, Ethan Carter III cemented his quest to challenge for the TNA World title at Bound for Glory as he won the BFG playoffs. They went from that one Bound for Glory series where they had like 66 matches, and then at the last minute they found that they had to do 30 matches in like a week, and so they just gave up on the whole thing. Now they just had like 4 matches, and we already know who's going to be challenging. So they went from one extreme to another, and suffice to say, this one was better. He will be facing the current TNA champion and X Division champion, Lashley, who, by the way, on Thursday, live, is going to be facing James Storm in a title versus title match. So it is likely that Ethan Carter III versus Lashley will be for the TNA Wrestling Triple Crown Championship. What a better
Both
promotion to recreate
good.
Now than All Japan?
Well, it's... me.
Who's drawing worse right now, TNA or All Japan?
You know, I don't know.
The answer
TNA's
is TNA
numbers.
Because they're not running.
Well, that's yes, touche to that. But
if they were, it would be neck and neck.
So if TNA was running against K-Dojo at the Chiba Blue Field during the day, who would draw more? They draw about between 37 and 53 paid, I believe it
oh,
is.
Oh, God. Dude, All Japan and Noah, some of these numbers are drawing.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's bad. And there's, you know, the worst part is there's actually some, as far as art goes, there's some really good wrestling at times that takes place. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Bufa is your United National champion and things like that. It's just, it's a different time. It's a different era. These are different promotions. This is not the All Japan and Noah that you knew. This is, you know, this is 2016 NWA compared to what the NWA was in the 60s. It's just, it's time's done changed, and it's New Japan, it's Dragon Gate, it's Big Japan and DDT, and then there's everybody else, and even Big Japan and DDT, you know, outside of the big shows. I'd have to look at the numbers. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing, but it's just, it's a different ball game in a different world we live in today. And what's unfortunate about that is, much like in the case of TNA, when you have Bobby Lashley, Ethan Carter III, Drew Galloway, these guys are actually doing really good stuff week after week after week on that show, and nobody's getting a chance to see it.
This person says, no way Roman gets cheered in Brooklyn, even against Rusev, even when he's in the upper mid-card. Imagine if he wins and brings back the U.S. title open challenge. Everybody will see right through it.
I can't believe that people have cheered him at all against Rusev, although, again, I think that falls to the women and the kids sort of thing, because Rusev is so good at what he does, and he plays so great to the most, you know, amped-up fan base, you know, that would be the ones to cheer him and boo Rusev or boo Reigns that... again, I'm surprised that Reigns has gotten even this much of a response. We'll see what happens tonight.
This person here, text message, first Eden Styles, now Joey Styles. If I were AJ, I'd be very afraid for my job. No, in fact, there can only be one Styles. That's why he's the last man standing.
And
anybody else named Styles, they better watch out.
I did see Chris Harrington tweet this out, and it's just a reminder to everybody in wrestling. Joey Styles, I guess in 2013, because I believe his name is Joseph Boncieri or whatever it is. It's a long Italian name. He trademarked his name in 2013, which is probably good because you still actually have to remember that nowadays. Even with as many real names that are being used and names that have been used on the indies being brought up and are allowed by WWE. Number one, you never know when that's going to change anyway. And number two, trademark your name.
Let's go to the toll-free line. You are on the air.
Hey, Brian. It's Steven in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
Hey, well, I'm for one, am not surprised by the new Triple Crown TNA title because I had an idea deep in my heart that Dixie Carter was heavily influenced by the Giant Baba.
Oh, yeah? I thought that myself.
Absolutely.
All the gimmick matches kind of soured me on that theory. What was that?
I think that makes Billy Corgan Mrs. Baba.
You know,
Makoto Corgan?
There are parallels.
Yeah. I wanted to call because I've been watching the Ring of Honor TV the last few weeks.
It's amazing.
And people talk a lot about how good Jay Lethal is, and I think he's still underrated. I've been watching these shows, and I watch the guy, and in every situation, I think that he asks himself, if this was 1989, and I was in Charleston, South Carolina, how would Ric Flair react to this situation? And he does exactly that, and it works perfectly.
You know what's funny about Jay Lethal is it does appear to me, from looking around online, that you either love Jay Lethal and you think that he is underrated, or you just absolutely cannot stand Jay Lethal and you think he is so overrated and you think that he should be fired. There's like no in between.
Wow. See, I haven't seen that.
What are you talking about? You got to go on our board, dude.
Well, I try not to. What I've seen mostly from normal people is it's either like an apathy thing where it's like, we like Jay Lethal, he's cool and all that. We don't know why you guys think he's so underrated. Then there's people like the three of us who go, this guy I think is great at what he does. He should get more buzz. Because it's hard to really call him underrated being the champion of Ring of Honor, but I don't think he's got the buzz behind him from fans and that kind of general support, especially online, that I think we give him. But as far as people saying they hate him, I can see them being maybe tired of him because he's been around for so long. But I certainly have not seen that, nor do I want to, because it's stupid.
I think the guy's a genius.
Dude, he's awesome. I want to thank you very much for the call. Watch Ring of Honor, everybody. The last three shows, unbelievably great. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Jim, what's up with
your
phone?
You hate Jay Lethal?
What's up with your phone, dude?
I love Jay Lethal.
Now, what's up with that phone?
The most underrated world champion.
It's a one-way phone.
I watch him every week. I watch his full matches. I think Jay Lethal is the best.
Hey, are you in a speakerphone, Jim?
Yeah, I think I am. Hold on. I'm on a different phone today.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but Jay Lethal is the best.
He is the best. That phone, however, is not.
I know it.
All right, what's up?
What do you think of Mickie James coming to Shimmer in November?
I don't know. I thought she was dead.
Who, Mickie James?
Didn't she get thrown off a train trestle or something crazy in TNA?
Well, every day, Prezak knows how to revive her.
Sure.
He's got a gift, doesn't he?
I haven't seen her wrestle in a long time, but I'm sure it'll be good.
All right. She had a baby, right, with Magnus, correct?
Ring of Honor is the best. You've got to see the segment this week between Bobby Fish and Mark Briscoe.
I did. I watched it last night. We reviewed it on the show. It's great.
All right. Y'all take it easy now.
All right. Thanks so much, Jim. What the heck was going on there?
I don't know what happened there.
Phone was horrible.
Wackiness.
Can't win them all. Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air.
As Josh in OKC.
Yes, Josh.
Has anybody talked to you guys about the Talk is Jericho podcast with Broken Matt Hardy yet?
No one has called in about it, but I have been told I must listen, and it's everything you could have ever wanted.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Could I talk about a few of the things that they covered?
Sure.
First of all, he called Brother Nero a spot monkey several times.
Oh, man. No. Matt Hardy had the temerity to call his brother a spud monkey?
Yes.
Well, if anybody knows about psychologists.
A lot about the seven deities that have blessed him with his vessel as he has been around for centuries.
Dude, I hope he's not talking about Rebbe when he talks about a vessel. She'll be very unhappy.
She blessed him. Never mind.
She's a person, not a vessel.
Vessel blessing.
You talking about himself?
Yes, he says Matt Hardy is the vessel for which he is living in now.
Yeah.
And he hit, but the broken Matt Hardy personality has been around for centuries. That's how he was able to get the violin from, I can't remember the name of the guy. He says he is paranormal in many ways. He can communicate with souls. He's beginning to read thoughts.
Wow.
The senior Benjamin jobs include taking care of the garden, which include the exquisite green bean garden, his personal zoo, all of his landscaping needs, and senior Benjamin is also a chef.
Dude, if we don't have a video where Matt takes us through his personal zoo, I'm going to be very upset.
He claims to have giraffes.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
He said Vanguard 1 is a better friend than Nero. The seven deities gave Vanguard 1 his very own soul.
I can understand. I can understand Vanguard 1 being a better friend than Nero. It never argues.
And rings the doorbell.
Yeah.
And the best line of the whole thing, he said he relates very much to Hillary Clinton because she also likes to delete things.
Wow. Too bad I didn't have him on the
honestly,
show.
He talks about unlocking his mind a lot. I honestly wonder if he had been
so
on
Kyle Kingsbury.
And came up with this character.
Well, I like to think that maybe Matt has moved beyond that. I want to thank you very much for the call. But I do hope that he has...
He's filling the void then, isn't he?
You know, when you're an actor, a lot of actors will sit down when they are given a character. They'll read the whole script. And then even if the script has nothing about who their mother or their father or their sister or their upbringing, some actors will sit down and they will create a whole life story about this character that they'll just make up out of whole cloth, out of their own imagination, and it helps them with their acting gig. Nothing. I wonder if Matt has done that and created a whole backstory for Brother Nero, and if so, I hope he releases it on Kindle. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here with the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. As noted earlier, Raw is coming up tonight. Daniel Bryan is going to talk to Mick Foley about how we just cannot have these guys going from Raw to SmackDown and back and forth.
It's impossible.
You know, maybe they'll talk about something else, but that's what I presume they're going to talk about. I mean, what else is there to discuss? They're trying to calm down Randy Orton and Brock Lesnar. And it's not working.
There's lots of things for them to discuss, and then that's when Stephanie can walk
book sales?
And can be really offended over the fact that they're discussing beards or Santa or something like that.
One way or the other, the show is on tonight. Dave Meltzer and I will be back later on tonight to recap it for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Also for subscribers, myself and Lance Storm are going to be up later on today talking all of the news. He has got a lot to say about the Cruiserweight Classic. So get ready for that later on. And, of course, last night, myself and Vinny did a Brian and Vinny show talking, believe it or not, Ring of Honor, New Japan G1, and NWA World Championship Wrestling in the studio from 1986.
That's eclectic.
Amazing listing of topics on that particular program. We are here live and free every day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. We have daily replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. All available, Sports Byline USA, TuneIn Radio, etc. So make sure you check that out. And we'll be back tomorrow with more. I want to thank Mike, as always, all the folks at Sports Byline, callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.